This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. Next Sunday in Foxborough, the New England Patriots play in their seventh straight AFC title game, looking to earn their way back to another Super Bowl. Last night at Gillette Stadium, the Pats beat the Tennessee Titans 35-14. The divisional round playoff game left Titans quarterback Marcus Mariota feeling like this.
Man, embarrassed. You don't play to come and lose in a divisional playoff. You play to go win the whole thing and just didn't execute, didn't make plays. They did, and they're moving on.
WBUR's Mark Deegan covered the game for us and joins us now. Mark, good morning.
Good morning, Sharon.
Mark, it didn't really start that way, but this became a dominant performance by the Patriots.
In fact, Sharon, one of the more dominant performances of the season for both the offense and the defense, at least as you mentioned, after the beginning of the first quarter when the Patriots did nothing on offense and when they let the Titans on their second possession move 95 yards down the field for the first touchdown of the game. After that, though, the Patriots came to life. They scored three touchdowns by halftime, scored two more in the second half, while the Titans didn't score again until late in the fourth quarter when the game was really out of hand and the Patriots had already pulled some of their regular players.
Well, what changed for the Patriots to go from that iffy beginning of the first quarter to taking over?
The Patriots really picked up the tempo, getting plays off a lot quicker. Here's running back Deion Lewis.
First two drives, we started a little slow. We started playing a little fast, pushing the pace. I think that really helped us. We picked it up after that.
Also, the Patriots got to sit out the first round of the playoffs last week. That allowed them to heal up a little bit. But with the week off, several of the players talked about feeling out of sync until they'd been out there for a few drives.
Well, Mark, as for Tom Brady, tell us about his role in this victory.
He played a big role, and there had been concern about Brady's play in the final month of the regular season. He is the oldest offensive player in the league, 40 years old, but he had a big night, completing 35 out of his 53 passes for 337 yards, no interceptions. He threw three touchdown passes, and that's the 10th time in Tom Brady's career that he's had three or more touchdown passes in a playoff game. So he set a new NFL record, surpassing his boyhood hero, Joe Montana. And we should note that the offensive line had a good night, too, protecting Brady. He has been hit a lot this season, but the Titans had zero sacks last night.
And on offense, who else stood out last night?
Certainly, Sharon, it was a team win. Four different players scored the five touchdowns. But the biggest contributors might have been two players who did not score. Wide receiver Danny Amendola caught 11 passes, the most in his four seasons with the Patriots, for 112 yards. And then running back Deion Lewis, who we mentioned a minute ago, he has really been the workhorse for the Patriots in the second half of the season. That continued last night. He had 16 rushes for 62 yards. He also caught nine passes for 79 yards.
And Mark, as you said, it was a good night for the defense as well. Who really stood out there?
A lot of players. The Titans are a team built around the running game, but their lead running back had just 28 yards. Overall, the team picked up 267 total yards. A weak spot, by the way, for the Patriots' defense all season has been an inability to pressure the quarterback. Well, last night, the Patriots had 8 sacks. That's a new team playoff record. And one of the interesting players on defense, he didn't have a sack last night, but always seemed to be around the ball, and that's the oldest defensive player in the NFL, James Harrison. He's only been with the team a few weeks after he complained about so little playing time in Pittsburgh and was released. He saw a lot of action last night. Now, his former team plays today, and he amused the media last night when he was asked about the game.
Who's playing?
Team name called the Steelers and the Jaguars.
Tomorrow's what, Sunday? Well, I'm going to bump Sunday up to leg day.
What's that mean?
That means I ain't worried about what they're doing. I'm doing legs tomorrow. See, that's the thing y'all know. See, I don't even watch sports. I'm a cartoon guy. Ask me something about Cartoon Network, Adult Swim, like that, yeah. Family Guy, American Dad, stuff like that.
And if the Steelers advance, you can imagine a lot more people are going to be asking James Harrison about the Pittsburgh Steelers this week.
Well, the Steelers play this afternoon. They're hosting the Jacksonville Jaguars. What do you think is the team that the Patriots would rather play next week, the Jaguars or the Steelers for the conference championship?
That's the question no one wanted to answer last night. Both teams have very strong defenses. The Steelers also have a very high-powered offense, and the Patriots just narrowly beat them in Pittsburgh a few weeks ago. But everyone in Foxborough is at least glad that the game will be there.
WBUR's Mark Deegan, thanks.
Sure thing, Sharon.
This is 90.9 WBUR.